The other story we're following for you today is downtown L.A. at City Hall, where they're going to deal with the medical marijuana issue once again. Mitch Englander, L.A. City Councilman, chairs the Council's Public Safety Committee, joining us now live. Councilman, here's my question. Why can't the City of Los Angeles or the Council take a position on medical marijuana and stick with it?
Well, we finally did that, and then some of the advocates went out there and got enough signatures to get a referendum to overturn it. So now we're waiting for Sacramento to intervene over this purple haze that's clouding Los Angeles.
Now, I know that you are among those who wants to see these shops shut down in Los Angeles. I mean, where do we stand? We know we got the feds. They're arresting some people and knocking down some shops.
They are. And federal law preempts everything, and it trumps our local law. And so what we need to do is we really need to let the courts make the decision because of the litigation that is pending on this issue right now.
Okay, so today the council will vote on repealing the gentle ban. In other words, that's the law that would allow people to grow their own, right?
That's correct. You got it. Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, it just seems so confusing.
It is, and it's ridiculous. And I think where it started off is that a lot of people want to say the city failed, and I agree with that. The city did fail, but the city tried to be compassionate with what California voters wanted. What happened is a lot of people took advantage of that compassion, and there was a proliferation of these illegal storefronts, these cash cows, if you will, that were ruining neighborhoods. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them were bad operators. And it ended up we got nearly 1,000 of these citywide. That was never the intent of the voters nor the council. And so that's why we've tried to retract a lot of it and unwind it, and it's become very complicated and litigious. At the end of the day, this is the whole idea is we don't want these in our neighborhoods, but we want to have at least some access for some of these folks that need it for real medicine.
Well, like your colleague Bill Rosendahl, who's coming back today dealing with cancer and acknowledging the fact that he used medical marijuana to get through it.
And that's what I'm talking about. And I think, you know, people are okay with that, and as well as they should be. At the end of the day, we don't want the storefronts that are attracting all the kids and all the sales to probably 90% of the patrons that go in there that don't use it for that purpose. They use it socially and for other activities. But that's the issue is the other crimes that it brings. It brings we've had people killed and all kinds of other crimes in neighborhoods because of these. And so we have to control exactly what we want here in Los Angeles, and we certainly don't want the proliferation of these in our neighborhoods.
All right, Councilman, we'll be following what goes on there at the meeting later today.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
You bet. Mitch Englander there, L.A. City Councilman. KNX News Time, 7:25. Traffic.